I'm here for this. Let's do that Lawrence Holmes thing now for a couple hours on The Score. He is here. What's happening?
A texter writes in and says, when I introduce the crew today, can I introduce Campy as white chocolate? Request granted. He will for now and evermore be called white chocolate. Well done, texter. Thank you for getting the show.
We're in on that. In on that.
Was there a specific reason?
Dan, there's tons of specific reasons. I get it. When I leave here, I often will go listen to music or whatever. But I'm telling you, if you miss our show, miss a little, miss a lot.
I'm usually writing. It's the thing.
I know.
I'm usually
you're
not
walking
listening.
The hallways here.
I'm sitting in the update studio writing.
We've just had some very interesting discussions about, all right, Campy, do you want to explain it? Because I'll get you in trouble. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think we started with Lawrence saw J-Lo on TV and said she's on the list. Everybody has the list.
The list, and Mel's well aware, like she knows my whole thing about J-Lo.
Whose list is she not on?
Correct.
So that's like an all-time
it's the J-Lo
first
J-Lo list. Teamer, right? That's just the name of the list.
So we got to other, I think we just kind of kept talking about that for a couple minutes, and then I brought up how I should be concerned because my wife's list doesn't include many people that resemble me in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, yes, right.
So hers are Cam Newton and Usher. So I guess
she's got it tight.
And Morgan Freeman.
Right, so I guess that makes me white chocolate.
You are white chocolate.
Yes, it does.
Texter, thank you for that.
I get it. All right.
He's going to be white chocolate from now on this show.
Awesome.
Works out well.
It's funny.
These are the type of awful things that happen between noon and two here on the show. But we also do sports stuff, and we're going to do sports stuff today. We're going to hear from Mitchell Trubisky today. I spent
that
the
should be fascinating.
I'm sure Tony will keep account of things that are said that might sound like cliches. I also spend a majority of my time of prep over the last 24 hours just kind of going back over people's thoughts on the 2017 draft class, since clearly no one thought that Patrick Mahomes would turn into this. Like, no one ever said that, except for the people on NFL.com who said, if he buys into whatever system, he could be special.
Right.
So,
no one thought he'd turn into this. I mean, this is no. This
literally says if he buys in, he could be a special quarterback.
Yeah, but this is all time. I mean, he's going to break the position.
He throws no look passes in the NFL.
It's so
from
great.
One side of the field to the other. I mean, he throws across his body while he's not even looking.
Here's another question for you folks. What exactly are we allowed to discuss when discussing the Bears?
What do you mean?
Are we allowed to talk about the decision-making of the general manager as it pertains to the quarterback?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Or are we confined to, we can only talk about what happened last week?
No. This has to be.
No, I think they're one and the same.
We
try to compartmentalize it, but what is happening, we've got to talk about what's really happening here.
In the moment of a game, yes, the focus is on what's happening in the game. In the aftermath of the game and the build-up to the next game, everything is fair because you're looking at the mosaic. You're not just looking at the one piece of game tape and going, well, that's all it is.
But listen, if you're an NFL GM, you have a decision on a quarterback. And when that comes to drafting one, you have to be right. And if you're not, then your job gets called into question.
Correct.
That's how this works. That's how this league has worked for a real long time.
Correct.
There are some exceptions to that rule. There always are. And that has to do with ownership, trusting the GM, perhaps too long. Sometimes that second shot works out. Not often. But when you pick your guy, the way Ryan Pace picked him, it was obvious when it happened. And we've been saying it since the get-go.
I tried to start this year. I tried, and I had the show, and I said, look, we can't do this. We can't make every game a larger referendum on do the Bears have the right quarterback. And I failed.
Yeah. It's the only question that matters, Dan.
I tried to say, let's not try to do this. We can't live like this. It's can't live this life. And you know what? It's unavoidable, and we're all living this life now. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
But it wasn't your fault, because the moment you said that Thursday night 2 weeks ago, Mitch, you were holding Mitch's beer while he was letting you know that, no, we're going to ask all those questions every single time. Hold my beer. You know, I mean, that's just what that was.
It sucks, but that's where we are.
Yeah, it sucks. And yes, I'd love to spend, if you want to spend more time talking about Eddie Pinheiro being named Special Teams Player of the Week, great.
I do not. Someone tell you that I wanted to?
I'm just throwing it out as an option. Or we could talk about Bilal Nichols' broken hand. We could talk about the impact that that might have on the Bears' defensive lineman rotation.
Well, if it's a non-displaced fracture, can't they club it up?
I feel like
dub it up?
I feel like clubbing an interior defensive lineman more difficult than an edge guy.
Yeah, because of the pushing and the push. There's multiple directions you have to
go. I just like the idea of it. I like the concept. Well, club it up. Cover the giant bandage. They should do that for head injuries, too. It's like, concussion?
Club it up.
Club it up. He's like running around and doesn't know.
Somebody forgot to cut the eye holes out again.
Nichols should have his own shirt.
It's going to be a tough day. Yep.
Club.
Club.
He's in club with Leonard Floyd.
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's right. Floyd played with it. He was bad.
Right, and then the club came off, and he was really good. Yeah. It has been pretty much since. I'm also going to talk about a great job on the questioning, Dan, with Jed.
Thanks. You know, it was damned if you do, damned if you don't. I know a lot of people think Nightingale's a complete clown, but he's still writing for USA Today. Like everybody in every Holiday Inn lobby and every airport gate, they're all reading this stuff, so you got to ask.
My biggest takeaway from that exchange, though, was Jed could have said, "That's ridiculous. We are not even talking about 2020 because we're not finished with 2019. But he didn't.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that, too, on today's show and talk about something that Joe had said during our discussion with Joe. And it was a listener question, and I'll play the sound of it. Okay. People will be able to make up their own minds about it. But, gentlemen, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service. You can listen to Bernstein and McKnight every day from 9 a.m. until noon.